Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, God. This is a beautiful day to be alive, and we are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. We look to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we're going to see if our sister Gladys is available to get us started this morning.
Yes, I am. I had my phone on mute again. Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, everyone that's on the prayer line this morning. This is February the 8th, 2022. And we thank God, hallelujah, for this ministry of prayer, praise, and deliverance. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for Pastor Dolly in bondage. God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless us this day, bless this ministry. Hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just honor you and we praise you this morning right now, God. So we're going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. But first of all, we're going to ask the Lord our God before we ask anything of him. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to your hallelujah, according to your loving kindness, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, seen and unseen, Father, that our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you. Lord, create in us clean hearts. Hallelujah. Renew in us the right spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation and uphold us with your free spirit right, God, right now, God. If there's anything that we have, any unconfessed sins, that anything that how we may have grieved you or whatever the case may be, Lord, that we search ourselves, Lord, in the name of Jesus and ask you to forgive us. Lord, throw it in the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind and we rebuke every spirit of hindrance, the spirit of deception, hallelujah, the spirit of distraction, and the familiar spirit from coming against us this day, Father, in the name of Jesus, during this hour, power of prayer, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thanking you right now, God, hallelujah, that for repentant hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, turning hearts of stone into hearts of flesh today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship in your son, Jesus' name. We are so grateful right now, God. So we're going to enter into your course with praise, hallelujah. 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 Your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and to your courts with praise. So we're going to all come together.
Hallelujah. It sounds like she wants us to praise God. I don't know what happened to her voice. I don't know if she went.
I hit mute again. I hit mute again. I'm sorry, by mistake. So we're going to ask everyone to come in, not asking God for anything right now. And just giving him a spirit of praise and a spirit of worship, not asking him for anything, but just, you know, as a corporate prayer, we unmute our phones and come into his presence with singing and praise and thankfulness and gratefulness. So, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we honor you.
Oh, yes,
and we praise you for the victory in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord God, for your faith and your mercy.
Oh, yes,
we came to worship
O Lord God, we came to adore you, Lord God.
In
the name of Shitanakaya Saka, as have not seen, Lord God, we praise you. The ears have not heard, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. These evidence in the heart of
the life. Hallelujah.
God, what you have for us. Prepare for us,
oh, yes, yes,
yes,
yes, yes, yes,
Thank you for your protection right now, Lord. Lord God, that undergirds us, hallelujah. Morning by morning, Baba Kayo, see you. We praise you, Lord God, for the mercy we see, Lord God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the miracles, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, God, we thank you, Lord God. Uncle Marvin, oh Lord God, in the name of Baba Kayo, see you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. There's none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, Lord God. You're the same God that overthrew Pharaoh, Lord God, and his army in the sea, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You're the God that throws the lion's mouth in the lion's den, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you're the same God. Thank you, Lord God.
You are the cool great the flavor, I am, Lord God. What is
Hebrew boys? In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're the same God that gave us this platform, Lord God. Year in and year out, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You are the keeper, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So, Lord God.
That's why, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We are your mission, Lord God. You're not a man that you should allow, Lord God.
For the Son of Man that you should be great, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, God. Able, Shantana, Kayosia. You alone are worthy.
Thank you in all
of the honor. Able, Shantana, Kayosia. You are worthy, God. Of the glory, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Of the glory, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Yes, oh, Lord God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus, God.
In the name, God. That name, God. That's above every name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. We praise you, God. You are the repair of the breach, oh, Lord God. In the name
of Jesus. Of
Jesus, God. You are strong, deliver, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You are our high tower, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, for
to your will, God. Yes, sir. To your will, God. Hallelujah.
Yesterday, today, and forever. In the name of Jesus. So we honor you. And we pray this morning for all that you have done in our past.
Hallelujah.
And in the future, Father, for future things, Jesus, Father, God. In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord, we honor you.
God, thank
we thank you
Lord.
For the victory.
In the name
of Jesus.
That's above everybody, God.
Amen.
In the name
amen.
Of Jesus, oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thanks, everyone, thank for that perfect prayer.
Yes, yes.
For bringing, you know, for entering into the throne room of grace. Hallelujah. We're in his court with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, when it's caused with praise. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. How his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. So, speaking words of encouragement this morning, I have a song on my heart this morning. When the songs come on my house, I jot it down right then. In the name of Jesus, and I'm trying to learn the songs in its entirety. I know I don't have time because some songs are long, and I don't have time to sing the whole song outright because of the timing that we have. But before I do that, we're gonna I want to sing this song. Let me see where I got it. And this is an old song, and for some reason. But God, I thank you for the, you know, for it anyway, that I'm going back to the old time way of the songs, singing songs, hallelujah. Put your hands in the hands of the men that fill the waters. It's an inspirational song. Put your hands in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. And you can look at others differently by putting your hands in the hands of the man from Galilee. My mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm closest to heaven. Daddy lives his life, 2 kids and a wife. Will you do what you must do? But he showed me enough of what it takes to get me through.
oh yeah, by putting your hands in the hands of the men that fill the waters. Put your hands in the hands of the men who calm the sea. Take a look at yourself that you can see others differently by putting your hands in the hands of the men from Galilee. And I thank God for this song this morning in Jesus' name. I just want to see if there's anybody else that have a song on their heart, this morning, right now, that they have a song in their heart, because we're going to get to the words of encouragement later after this. So anybody that has a song in their heart that they want to sing this morning? If not, then we will go forward. Go ahead.
Okay. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. Somebody prayed for me. My mother prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. My father prayed for me, had me on his mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. My sister prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. My brother prayed for me, had me on his mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you for that song, Pastor Darlene. Is there anybody else that have a song on their heart that they want to sing? This is the opportunity for you to do so if you want, if you will.
And if you're singing, your phone is hear you.
Excuse me?
Okay. Pastor Ryan, sing, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this one. You have a song, hallelujah. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for that song, brother. And does anyone else before we move on that have a song on their heart? Okay. So we're going to move right along. I have this this that I want to speak on. And the title of it is All of You. And when Jesus reigns as King of our life, your heart becomes the chamber room of his glory. Anything is possible once you yield your life to him. He doesn't expect you to do everything correctly, pretend life is perfect, or to never battle temptation or doubt. He's simply looking for your yielded heart, one that longs to be fully his. Is there any part of you any part that you're withholding from the Lord? If fear, if disillusionment, if temptation or laziness have risen as seemingly insurmountable walls before you, he has the power to demolish them. He doesn't punish you or withhold his love when your faith is weak. The beautiful work he begun in you can only be completed by him. In the meantime, Jesus wants you to enjoy him and enjoy life.
It's time to be free from the weighty burdens you've carried. A fully surrendered life is liberating. And Lord God, Jesus, take the reins of our lives. We give you full control and hold nothing back. We are all that we are and hope to be. We surrender to you. Let us let go of everything that is contrary to your will for our lives and reach for your hand. Hallelujah. Lead us and guide us each day. Fill us with the pleasures that can only be experienced as we live for you, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank God for that. And I wanted to read Romans 6, 6th verse, the 13th to the 13th and the 14th verse. Neither yield, and it reads in the King James Version, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And I also have Psalms 97. Read both of these in entirety, the full chapter of it. 1:9-10. So jot that one down and read that. And I just thank God for just that you know, that word to words of encouragement to let us know that we are not all perfect. We go through things. We have our trials and our tests and stuff like that. And Jesus knows everything about us. Before he knew, he's our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our end. So he knows what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, how many times we might fail, hallelujah. But his word wants us to get up and keep trying, get back into the race. Don't just give up and quit. We don't have the right to quit in the name of Jesus. We don't have the right to turn coward and faint. So we are strong in God in the power of his might. And everything that we need is already in us. So let us draw from the strength, which is the Holy Spirit that's within us, and let us get started back into the race that God has set before us and to finish our destinies in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm thankful, and I honor you for putting this on my heart to say, and I hope it's a word of encouragement, anybody and anyone out there, hallelujah, that might need it to hear this in Jesus' name. So I just thank God for the words of encouragement like this for somebody, because, you know, that just don't say, but, you know, if I speak it out, hallelujah, it could be a help to their souls in Jesus' name. So I wanted to open up the lines of anyone that has a petition, a song, a prayer request right now in Jesus' name. So the lines are open up to anyone that has any of those that I just mentioned in Jesus' name. Hello.
Good morning. Thank God for this opportunity just to be together, for us to continue to do his will and to be in agreement with him and his word. And I'd like to pray for one of my nephews. His name is Corderis. I'm not sure what is happening with him concerning his job. And, I know that he needs to be delivered from drug addiction, because when you can't stop smoking reefer and lose your job, then that's an addiction that is messing with you. And also different ones in my family, just the nieces and nephews, pray for them that they will be delivered from drugs and alcohol. And also just pray for the Gibson family, that God will continue to bring peace and love in that home for the children, the parents. That's Jamila, Ben, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David. So I just thank God for this opportunity and for Uncle Marvin as he continues to be healed from his migraine headaches and the something going on with his eyes. So thank you for that this morning.
Amen. Is there anybody else have a prayer request, a song, or a testimony, of what God has done for them? Okay. Well, I just want to say this morning, I just thank God for the... Okay, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to thank God this morning for allowing each and every one of us to be here on this prayer line to motivate and inspire each other and just to have a wonderful, blessed day and just that our God will allow our, you know, our helpers to find us and help us through our day and through our week and through this month. I just thank God for it.
Thank you, Sister Chris. Is there anyone else that have anything to say?
Yes,
what did they want to say?
Good morning, Sister Marie. And I would just like to pray a request. I'm in Warner Robin, and I'll be headed back to Atlanta, traveling back to Atlanta on Monday. Today for Tuesday. I'll be coming back here on Thursday, where my car will be at. It's here now, so I leave today and I come back on Thursday. So just pray for travel for us. Safe.
Thank
travel.
You, Sister Marie. Sister Scholastica?
Yes, I'm here. I just thank God for the encouragement and for all the encouraging songs. I have a prayer request to continue praying for my son, Abraham, for favor, and you know, just for him to be obedient to God's calling. I know he has a calling on his life, and he seemed to be wanting to do whatever he wants to do, but obedient to God's calling. So to continue praying for him and for this community here, not too far from where I am, they had a fire, and a lot of people do not have a place to stay or to live. So, and it's very cold, just to remember those families. Did send a message yesterday requesting prayer for them, and if we would pray, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody else?
If I was, I just thank God this morning, getting back home safely. It's raining here in Florida. I want to thank God because he's been blessing. He's been blessing. And finally got a loan that was troubling me. Finally got it paid off. Hallelujah to God. And I see what they say now, that you be saved to the lender. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad it's over now. And I thank God in the name of Jesus for a safe trip back home in the name of Jesus. Glad I made it in time to catch the circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. It's such a blessing to come in the morning. Look forward for me when the music starts to play. Sometimes I'm able to get on before the broadcast starts. Just the music that be playing before you come on while you're in queue, it be anointed for this hour. It sets somebody to let you know that you're going to meet up with your friends in prayer, hallelujah to God, and that, you know, you're standing in the one accord. It sort of brings the anointing, and I've had mornings when the minute that the broadcast begin to count down, to feel the power of God moving and the body started receiving healing and deliverance, you know. And I thank God because a lot of times people call me during the day, and I said, well, I'm going to put this on the prayer line in the morning. God be doing some supernatural things here for this hour of power prayer on this platform, you know. And it's just like you see the oil upon the pastor's head is like the oil that was on Aaron's head. You know, the blessing is flowing down over the years. Hallelujah to God. And I just thank God. I get excited about it. Hallelujah to God. I thank God for my wife. Hallelujah to God. And everything just seems that everything, you can start to see everything working together for the good of us that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we thank God for this hour of power prayer. We thank God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. When I didn't think that was going to be able to make it through there, God made a way out of no way. His word said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even until the end of the world. Hallelujah to God. So I thank God for that, because I'll be then get excited. Hallelujah. Stop praising God. Hallelujah. Because he has been nothing but good. Hallelujah to God. And he's working all things out for the good of us that love the Lord, because we call according to his purpose. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered the hearts of men what the Lord had prepared. Hallelujah. Glory to God for us that love the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I just thank God. I'm getting excited now, you know. There was a problem that came up with somebody in the church, hallelujah, and they started getting nervous. I said, you know, when you go through a situation and you bring it to the prayer line, I'd be waiting myself to see how God's going to answer this prayer, how God's going to bring you out, hallelujah to God. And there's so many things that came up on the prayer line. I just rejoice with everyone that rejoices when God brings deliverance, when he brings it up. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. All right. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, boy, I see you. Yes, sir. He's worthy of the praise, the honor, and glory. See, hallelujah. I got to meet you now. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother, for that. And this is... Sister Gladys, I just want to continue, you know, your continued support and touching and agreeing with me to stay in line, alignment with God's word, and for health and strength for my family members. And I have some grandchildren, that, you know, and my family members, grandchildren, you know, drugs and stuff like that might keep him from getting a job, and alcohol and stuff in the family, and I want prayer for that. And then some other things that the Holy Ghost knows, but, you know, just continue prayer for my family, for salvation, healing, and deliverance, for those that don't know him, that God continue to draw them, hallelujah, that he be merciful, thanking God for grace and favor. I'm trying to... get a part-time job so it can help with my finances and stuff like that. So I'm putting faith to work, you know, and getting out there and to see what it is that God has for me that I can do, you know, to be debt free. And so I just thank God for that. And then just for building up my self-confidence where to the level where it needs to be, because, you know, I had problems with that. But when the enemy tries to come in and tries to bring the old stuff back, I just want to address it as soon as it rear its head in Jesus' name. So prayer for that. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Anybody else?
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone. Thank you for your prayer.
Thank you, Sister Sheila. Would you be able to pray this morning?
I'll say yes to the Lord.
Okay. Sister Chris, what about you?
Yes, I'm able to pray.
Okay. Sister Marie, what about you?
I'm listening this morning.
Okay. All right. Sister Sheila, because I know you have to work.
I'm ready with you if you like me to pray now. I'm new to this with this prayer line, but I'm open as well. I say good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I'm coming to you this morning, humble as I know how, God, asking for your mercy and forgiveness, God. Lord, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you just touch each and every one of us that's on the prayer line, God. I pray, Lord, as we pick up our cross this morning and follow you, saying yes to your will and yes to your way, God. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you this morning for being the hand and the glove for our healing and deliverance, God. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for each and every prayer warrior, God, in their rightful places this morning, praising and glorifying your wonderful name. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our lives, God. Thanking you for your word, God. Thank you for teaching us how to study to show ourselves approval, God. Lord Jesus, I pray right now as you go into the hospice, God. We're looking for miracles this morning, God. As you go into the hospitals, Lord Jesus, in the hands and the feet, Lord, we pray for, Lord, let the people realize and have them jobs, how blessed they are. Father God, the institutions that we have. This morning, as the new day start, God, those are signing up, saying, sick and tired, sick and tired. Choose not to drink anymore. Choose not to use drugs anymore, God. Lord, touch their hearts, Lord. Keep their minds set on you, Lord Jesus, when which they don't have to touch you, God. Oh, God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus. That's those that are caretakers for them that use, let them realize, they want to pray for them, and don't give them no dollars. Just move right now in their lives, God. Father God, I just want to thank you for the miracles, Lord Jesus, the signs and wonders. Father, C-19, Lord Jesus, not hearing much about it, God, but believing you for healing and deliverance. I pray for those that are in bereavement this morning, Lord. Comfort the families, Lord. Put your loving arms around them, Lord. Embrace them with a kiss on their cheek. Just to let them know that everything is going to be all right, God. Lord Jesus, I pray as we start our day, God, that we will continue on giving you all the glory, all the honor due unto your wonderful name, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila, for that that prayer. Sister Chris, would you like to go ahead?
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you and we worship your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we come before you this morning, Lord God, giving you all the glory and honor, Lord God. Lord God, you are worthy, Lord God. Lord God, we are appreciative this morning, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning, Lord God. Lord God, and allowed us to be on this prayer line, Lord God, giving you the first fruits of our praise this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we come and ask you, Lord God, to keep our families, Lord God. Lord God, we pray the blood of Jesus Christ upon each and every family member that's attached to this prayer line, Father God. Lord God, I ask you to keep Dallas and Denver, Lord God. I pray the blood of Jesus Christ upon their life. I pray the blood of Jesus Christ on Yolanda's life, Toshiba's life, Father God, my parents' life, Jesus. Lord God, I just ask you today, Lord God, to cover my business, Lord God. Lord God, to cover my finances in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for divine connections, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Connect us to where we need to be connected to, Father God. Lord God, because we really want to be connected to you, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you give us the right heart, Lord God. Give us a renewed heart and a renewed mind today, Father God. And, Lord God, a new story, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for a new story, that you rewrite our story, Lord God. Lord God, because we know that you're the author and the finisher, Lord God. And, Lord God, that you open doors that no man can close, Father God. So, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for a new story, a new day, Lord God. Lord God, as we go about this day today, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we will have just an overflow, Lord God, an overflow of blessings, Lord God, an overflow of insight, Lord God. Lord God, that everything that we do, Lord God, will prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for anybody going through anxiety, Lord God, and depression, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for healing, Lord God, for those that are sick, Lord God, or those that are shut in, Lord God, or those that are going through mental illness, Lord God, or contemplating suicide, Lord God, we pray for them, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's so many people, Father God, that's abusing children, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the kids, Lord God. We pray for them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that, Lord God, is just so much going on, Father God. We pray that you heal this land, Lord God. Return to love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for each and every child that's represented on this prayer line today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Chris. Sister Scholastica, did you say that you wanted to, you didn't mind praying this morning? Hello? Okay.
I believe
Father God, we say
no, I'm listening. I'm sorry. I had my phone muted. I'm listening.
That's okay. Would you like to pray this morning, if I heard you right?
I'm listening this morning. I had a request to pray for my son, to put him on the prayer list.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Father God, we just thank you this morning, you know, just for another, had my prayer request down there. Is anybody else or somebody that knew that came to the line have anything to say? Anybody that has a song or testimony?
This is Lois. I just want to say good morning and keep me in prayer, that God strengthen me, strengthen my mind, and keep my sanity. And just prayed for my sister Willamette that God strengthen her, Father God, and bring her out of this depression. And everybody have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Lois. Is there anybody else that's on the prayer line that would like to have something to say, a prayer request, a testimony? Of what God has done for us. I just thank God just for waking me up this morning and for starting off my day and for me, for us giving him the first fruit of our morning this morning, because we have a lot to be thankful for, whether we realize it or not, just for life and just one word and stuff, or how God has really just touched our lives, how, you know, with grace, unmerited mercy that God has for us. And that's enough right there within itself, and how he protected our family members when it could have been an accident or whatever it may be, and it could have just took, you know, us out, no matter what the situation may be. But God saw fit to, hallelujah, to smile on us and to breathe the breath of life into us this morning, because he has a work for us to do, still has a work for us to do. So I'm just thankful, and I'm just grateful for everything. In everything, I give thanks for the things that I see, the seen things and the unseen things, and the prayers that have already come up before for him. Hallelujah. Just still giving him thanks, because it's about timing, and we got to trust and believe God in his timing, that he knows what he is doing. So we got to trust his process, hallelujah, and lean not into our own understanding why things are not happening yet, hallelujah, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct that path, Father, in the name of Jesus. He will do it. He is faithful, and he is just. In the name of Jesus, he never changes. In Jesus' name, so I give him the glory and the honor and the praise, because I am grateful and I am thankful this morning. I'm not saying that you or nobody else here is, but that's a lot right there for me to be grateful for. If I don't have anything else to say, I have life in my being this morning. And I give him the glory and the honor and the praise for that. Just another day that he has kept me in sound mind. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And not double-mindedness, hallelujah. And binding everything that so frustrates me at times and stuff like that, I give it to him. I lay it at his feet in the name of Jesus and be good with it, knowing that he's going to do it in his timing, and wait upon him. And he's working patience, you know, in us to wait on him. If we don't have patience, and things have not come in the way that we think it is, God may be trying to work patience in us to trust him and do the right things in his own timing and not in our own timing, not our way of thinking, not our way of doing things. It's not about us, but it's about him and what he knows that he has for us. He will give it to us when it's timing, the timing is right, because he doesn't want to give us anything that's going to take us away from him. So we got to wait until the timing is right. So what he thinks, for as high as his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither his ways our ways, as high as the heaven is above the earth is his thoughts and our thoughts and his ways and our ways. He don't operate, you know, how we operate. And so those things that we have planned for, that's our planning. And our plans are meant to be changed by God. If he desires to change it, there's a reason behind everything.
So I ask God in the name of Jesus just to give me the insight, God. What is it that you're trying to tell me? What is it that I need to learn from whatever it is that I'm going through? There's something in it for me that I got to learn from. And I'm there to encourage somebody, to help somebody. And at the same time, I'm being encouraged and helped. Like iron sharpening iron in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank him for connecting me with the fivefold ministry of God. And for souls and souls. Hallelujah. I think today is one of the days that I could bring somebody to the Lord. I know it. I know it. So I'm just thankful and I'm grateful this morning for all things and everything I give God thanks for. The things that the good or what the things that I deem to be bad, I look at them to be bad. God will turn a curse around into a blessing, whatever it may be. His word says it. And so I'm giving him back his word. I'm trusting in him with all my heart and leaning not to my own understanding. Giving him the first fruit of my money. Give it all to him. And think on the things of others and not me thinking on things about myself, of others, showing love outward, not just saying love. Love is the action word, hallelujah, that we reach out to somebody in love and just a thought just saying, you know, God loves you or, you know, just telling somebody, encouraging somebody that can keep them out of death door, away from death door. Or doing something that they'll regret for the rest of their life, to encourage them, to uplift them in Jesus' name. So that's a lot to be grateful and thankful for. There's so much that we can do, so much that we can say towards others, calling someone on the phone, ministering to them on the phone in the name of Jesus, in the grocery store, the doctor's office, on our jobs. So I just thank God for it. In Jesus' name, is there anyone else that has anything to say that came late on the call? If not, then I want to turn it over in the hands of Sister Darlene, and we come together with corporate prayer. Let us come together with corporate prayer and pray about, you know, our and we pray about our situation because there was quite a few here, so. If everyone come in comfort, pray and pray, you know, for their request, and we're going to believe God that it's already done in Jesus' name. So unmute your phone that we can
morning,
come together in prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you are the proving God. Lord, we know that as we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, the door shall be open. So we thank you, Lord, for Sister Willie Mae, oh God, as you continue to heal her mind, oh God. Take away the depressive spirit, oh God. We bind up every depressive spirit that has attacked her life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, we just lose the spirit of peace, Lord. We lose joy, God, upon Willie Mae, Father. In the name of Jesus, that you heal her, you deliver her, you set her free, God. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed, Father. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Lois, oh God, that you help her to keep her sanity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every interruptive spirit, we bind it up right now. In the name of Jesus, every diabolical demon that would try to attack her life, we bind it up in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father, today that you teach your hands to war and her fingers to fight as she will fight the good fight of faith against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Pray for Sister Gladys' family, oh God, and my family, oh God, those family members who are dealing with drugs, my brother Roderick, Cornisha, Corderis, oh God, Timothy, Yvette. Yes, Lord, we pray, Father, today for their deliverance this morning. Albert, Father, in the name of Jesus, Wellington, oh God. Drugs and alcohol, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit that would try to keep them bound, oh God, that they will come to you, God, that they will receive Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and King. Each and every person on this prayer line, we have somebody, oh God, who needs to be saved. So we decree and declare salvation is being released this morning. We loose it in the name of Jesus so that people will make that decision for Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, today for Marvin, oh God, that you continue to heal his body, oh God. Those migraine headaches, oh God, the twitching of his eye, God, is being removed and stay removed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, there are many people, God, who will be suffering, oh God, because of the change of season, oh God. The pollen is about to be a factor in people's lives. Well, we pray, Lord, today that you will heal those allergies. There's some herbs that people can use, oh God, to help alleviate the sinus conditions, oh God, that comes from these trees, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, today in advance that you heal the people, oh God. You help the body, save the souls, and make them every withhold those who are not saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the Gibson family, Jamila, Ben, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, David. And we pray, God, today that you help them this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I lose the spirit of love, Lord, peace, God, unity, oh God, between them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Shanita and Charlotte, oh God, that there will be peace between those ladies, oh God, those sisters, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and anybody, oh God, who's in this prayer line, oh God, who has family members who need to have peace, oh God, who need to forgive and forget about the past, Lord, I lose the spirit of forgiveness today, oh God, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered, oh God, as a result of unforgiveness, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the spirit of peace this morning, peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Keep our families in peace and let their minds be stayed on thee, oh God. And, Lord, I do pray for Abraham today, oh God, that he will make a decision, oh God, for you, a true decision for Jesus Christ, oh God, that he will yield to your spirit, oh God, he will yield to what you have called him to do, oh God. Lord, we bind up everything, oh God, that is interfering in his will to do your will, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today that the enemy will no longer keep him trapped, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray that he will have the spirit of love and peace and yielding to Jesus Christ this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that he will say, here I am, Lord, send me, oh God. And he will go out and do the work of the Father, oh God, that he will be that mouthpiece, oh God, for many people his age, oh God, and older and younger, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. I pray, God, today for my sister Benicia, oh God, if she goes to purchase a car, God, and also Queen, oh God, who needs a vehicle, oh God, and others who are looking for cars today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will get the cars, oh God, and have a good negotiations, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you give favor, God. I know, Father, today that some of the cars are scarce, oh God, because of the things that are going on in, around this world, oh God. So I pray, God, today that you give them favor, Queen, oh God, and Benita today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We thank you, Lord, today for helping us, Marie, oh God, as she's traveling, oh God. When she begins to travel once again, that you protect her, oh God, that you will put the angels around her vehicle. And even while she's away from home, God, let her home be protected, oh God. She will find that everything is well when she gets back home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So each and every one who travels throughout the day, oh God, throughout this year, God, wherever we go, God, I thank you, Father, today that the angels will be there with us, oh God, that they will protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because you are our protector, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus, Lord, to let the blood prevailed this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I thank you, Lord, for the power of the blood this morning that washes us, cleanses us, and makes us whiter than snow, God. That we all, oh God, come to you with repentant hearts, God. That we submit to your authority, oh God. That the Holy Ghost, oh God, teaches us and helps us, oh God, each and every day, oh God, as we accept what you say, God, as we move according to your will, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, today for the favor of God upon each and every one of us, oh God, favor with God and with man, oh God, no matter where we go, oh God, no matter what we're doing, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, today that you help us all to make good, sound decisions, oh God, concerning our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that if we lack wisdom, if we ask for it, oh God, we know that you would give it to us, oh God. So, Lord, I pray for wisdom for each and every one of us on this prayer line, oh God, and everything that we do, the businesses, oh God, the jobs, oh God, even those who are looking for jobs, Lord. We thank you, Father, today that you help us all to find the things that we need, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the millions of dollars coming to my hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And others are believing for millions. Some are believing for hundreds of thousands. Some are believing for thousands of dollars according to our faith. Let it be done unto us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, and we praise your holy and your righteous name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you once again, everyone who's here. Thank you, Sister Gladys, for just facilitating this morning, oh God, and we will continue to say all of us belong to the Lord, and we want to do all that he has for us to do each and every day. So this morning I cover and fill all prayers with the blood of Jesus, And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for each and every one who has sown into our ministry here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some shall receive a 30-fold blessing, some 60, some 100-fold. And I believe today that many of us will see the 1,000-fold blessing that's spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of our fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you in the name of Jesus. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, and that we will keep on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we will resist the devil, and he flees from us. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned in the name of Jesus. I pray that you continue to show and share the love of God. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for being here. Even though we may not hear your voices each time, we know that you're here to support what God is doing, what God is doing, and he gets the glory out of it all. So we glorify our God and honor him in all that we do. So all have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. We will see what God has for us and what we have for him. We want to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory each and every day. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.